Hello, welcome to Glory Goals.
Welcome to Glory Goals.
Okay, it's our last one.
This is the last one in the streak. Number 13. Unlucky for some, can Luke get the name right?
Shut up. Season 4, Guild Preview, the Mason's Guild.
Yes. It took us till the last one for
No, I've got right. Three right out of like eight.
I've attempted two and got two right.
It's probably not that difficult to say.
It's not.
So,
if the comment section gets full of saying people saying it right,
if they get full of anything, I'll be happy. the highlights of our comment section is my breathing annoys people, and my rattling dice annoys people.
There we go. So yeah. If your Barry White voice has annoyed people over the last maybe five episodes,
that's what, I've still got a bit of a cold. I'm still going strong.
At least he's not chugging cough syrup this time.
I'm not. No, not today. It's still my birthday. It's a treat. So, we're on to one of the kickoff teams.
One of the beginners teams for the...
Just a little pre-thing. How I was gushing about Alchemist, you may have guessed. I've been talking about Alchemist.
He's mentioned it in every single podcast.
Apart from the fish. Mason's... is to Rich what Alchemist is to me.
They're
our first team, our first love.
Yeah.
Both in season one.
Yeah.
We both kind of switched it up mid-season three, you to the Blacksmiths, me to the Ratcatchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so both our first loves. Both probably got mixed reviews on season four in their respective guilds. Oh, I'm very, very, very happy.
Rich, very, very not.
Very, very not. So... I apologise. If anyone's been advised against a high-sodium diet by the doctors, then...
This might not be the podcast for you.
I'll try and keep it positive.
No, to be honest, we've had these cards for quite a while.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of internal discussion within GG. Mainly me versus Mash and GG Dave.
Oh, my Mash.
Your Mash. With your jihad beard.
Oh, yeah. So we've had a lot of discussions because we've been trying to crack the Masons. We've had one game with them.
We've had one game with them and it went quite badly. But that's not down to generally power level difference. I got some really bad passing and things like that. And Luke got very fortunate with stringing together a lot of character plays.
Mm. Well, on three death models with two dice, it's... Yeah.
Exactly, but you pass like 12 in a row, which is still statistically unlikely.
Yeah.
At like 80-something percent.
89.
There you go. You should have failed at least one or two of them, effectively. Considering I was missing four dice passes needing threes.
It's all on the channel to watch.
It is indeed. So at the same time this goes up, that game will also be live.
Yeah.
So
what we'll do, we'll talk through the changes in the guild as normal.
And then we'll go over it at the end.
We'll go over it in the end.
This is it. So, do you want to do honour first?
Oh, we'll do the First Lady of Guild Ball. We love her in the Farmers now, don't we?
We do indeed. She's definitely got a place in the Farmers. Background knowledge, after we recorded the podcast for the Farmers, Luke was straight on Facebook. Has anyone got an honour for sale?
Yeah.
So check it out. Honouring Farmers super strong.
If anyone's got a honour mod, no, I'm just saying. I'm going to SteamCon UK, and I need an honour model.
There you go.
I'll pay.
We'll trade GG widgets for honour.
So the First Lady of Guild Ball, she's largely unchanged.
Mostly unchanged. Which goes to show that she's probably in a good place.
She's still pretty much exactly the same. The only difference is her legendary, it's allocating influence rather than gaining influence.
That's topping out.
Yeah, the legendary, what does it say?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, topping out, yeah. So that's the only difference where you can't go above your normal influence.
Which sucks really for Mason's players, but you can see that having five influence on Flint or Mallet is...
Or Chisel now.
I think that's mainly the reason. Chisel has been turned up to 11 from, like, 3.
Yeah. So, honours You don't really see a lot of Honor. Pretty much every time you play Masons, you're playing Hammer.
Everyone loves Hammer, because Hammer does Hammer things. Mm-hmm. Which is probably why he's had a bit of a nerf.
Yeah. So, I really... Whenever I toy with playing Masons...
As everyone does.
I always prefer Honor on paper. I just like the idea of the type of stuff she does with linking with Harmony and messing around with activations and things like that. And, you know... The old Momentous One Double Dodge on 2, that kind of stuff.
That's a Black Art favourite.
The Black Art favourite. And I think I might as well just play Black Art instead.
You might as well just play Black Art, because then you've got a 2-inch melee.
Yeah. But yeah, well, I may be right, but I just kind of put... I like the idea of Honor more than I like the idea of Hammer. Hammer seems a bit point and click.
He's very point and click, but it also means you're telegraphing what you're doing.
Yeah,
which he's a lot easier.
Isn't really difficult, because if you know everything, Hammer's going to have a full stack. He's going to Iron Fist. He's going to,
which is a 6 now.
Yeah.
So Hammer,
go on then.
It's all right. Okay, so positives. He's got a better kick.
Yay!
His kick is now 3-8 rather than a 2-8, which is brilliant. Which basically incorporates his ball hog.
Yeah.
So you no longer have to pay for ball hog, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
His influence is now 4-6 rather than 4-5.
Right.
His playbook has stayed exactly the same, which was good, because although it was simplified from earlier in Season 3, it's still a super strong playbook.
Oh, God, with his tackle knockdown on 2.
The tackle knockdown on 2 is a legit thing. Not that it matters, because I have missed that before on quite a few occasions. Actually, I've missed that on film as well, where I've not managed 2 successes. That's more dice rather than Hammer.
That was blinded going into a 5-0 character in cover.
I don't think it was that, to be honest. I think it's just me being appalling at rolling dice. So, he's lost all of his 0-cost character plays, as is standard across Guild Ball. So it means he can no longer take influence from his mates to fuel his killing spree or his run. So, he's got Impetus, which we've seen before on Iron.
Yep.
Which now is cost of 1 plus 2 plus 2 move. Okay, and he still has Iron Fist, but it's now cost 1 rather than a cost 0. He gains plus 1 damage to playbook results, so he can effectively tool himself up.
Yeah.
So obviously I don't have to explain that is a nerf to the general flexibility of Masons, but at least he can still get the job done.
Yeah, he can still do it.
He's had an increase in influence, so he can hold it himself to get the job done.
Mm.
But it generally means is that if you want both, you're not getting as many attacks as you used to get.
Mm.
But that's generally that's it really, isn't it?
Is his legendary all the same?
His legendary is indeed the same, but again, you can't take the kick.
Well,
because it's no. It's basically the whole point is his legendary replicates his character place, but for his team.
Okay.
So because he hasn't got the kick anymore, he can't give the kick out.
Yeah.
But it's still +2/+2 move or +1 damage, which I'd find it would be better if it was a pulse rather than an aura.
Yeah.
Because
same as Black Art.
Same as Black Art. Because basically, if you're sitting,
Honor.
Yeah, this was it, but... Okay, so he's still got Knockback, he's still got Stoke, he's still got Tough Hide.
Mm.
I feel Hammer Time would be better, because a couple of times, during a lot of games, I forget to use it. Mm. Because he's had his activation, because he's generally an early activation model, and he's miles away.
Yeah.
So you're not really having your players starting their activation near him.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if you're playing Masons, you'll probably kick off with Hammer... So he's already got the advance, and then he's pretty much on for his turn.
Yeah.
So overall, it's a nerf to Hammer, but again, you don't have to take both things to him.
Yeah.
You can tool him up from tower.
Yeah.
And
then he can have 6 attacks.
And then he can have 6 attacks and so on. So I think it's really his turn 1 that's been nerfed.
Yeah.
From his turn 2 onwards, when you're already in the team, you can finish off the player that you warmed up previously.
Yeah.
And pile into someone else. Because especially seeing as you've got your knockback, so you probably won't be needing to run to the next place anyway.
Yeah.
So, overall, he's still just as useful as he used to be, but like I said, it's probably just his turn 1 that's
been changed. He's toned his turn 1 down a bit, which is probably fair.
Which has probably made it a bit more of less of a negative play experience.
Because you couldn't really do anything about it.
Well, you could knock him down.
No, but he would come from it was 9 inches away.
So, but it's only a 10-inch threat.
But then
there's many players that have more than.
But
a
if he's received the ball, you can generally someone will pass the ball to him, and then he dodges forward, then he releases kind of thing and goes like that.
Yes, especially now his kick's better. It means you're more likely to sort of get closer.
Yeah.
Because if you think of it like from a purely striker perspective,
yeah.
He can surf someone with knockback for 5 inches now rather than four.
Yeah.
And then take his kick.
Mm.
So he's had buffs in some areas, but nerfs in others. So it's a bit of a weird one.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Wrecker.
Overall, the mascot that I'll be going to now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrecker, so I'm doing Wrecker, aren't I?
You are.
So he's kind of, they've lost the ramming speed off the front, but it's been built into his battering ram, and he's lost rollerball. So he's lost rollerball and battering ram, but it's just, and he's lost rollerball and ramming speed, and it's just been incorporated into battering ram and increased his movement. So he's got an 8-10 move now, tack 3, a 1-4 kick, a 2-3 defensive armour, and 1-3 influence. His playbook's changed very slightly. On his second column, where he had momentous one and a knockdown, it's just a momentous knockdown.
But I love a mascot having knockdown.
Mm. And, you know, he's a two defence, three armour.
Which is fantastic.
So you're going to stand next to a striker in cover.
They're not getting the ball off you.
No, but then also, they can't even go away. Because you go parting blow, five dice, knockdown on two.
And follow up,
yeah.
So they end their move just outside of your movement, your melee, and then you follow up.
Yeah. He's lost That's Not the Ball, but I don't think anyone's ever used that.
No.
So that's gone.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much Wrecker.
I think he's fantastic, especially for... I think he's now useful for what people used to use Milkstone for.
Yeah.
Getting everyone off the line turn one.
Apart from Hammer,
because we discussed this and it procs Stoic.
We were going to go, we can move Hammer up. You're like, oh, Stoic.
Yeah, he burns his own Stoic, basically. Which is a bit upsetting.
Right. Do you want to do the next two?
Marbles. Oh, yeah. Am I doing two?
Well, you might as well for the...
Okay. For the lulls. Marbles. Marbles hasn't changed. The only thing that has changed is the static change to Loved Creature.
Yeah.
Which is obviously the buff that allows it to trigger off parting blows.
Yeah.
So as it goes, Wrecker's had a buff, Marbles has stayed the same.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
Marbles is super strong. Goad.
Goad is incredible. There's a lot can be said about Goad.
Incredible. That is sometimes game winning.
Yeah, a lot can be said about Goad. To be honest, I'm glad Marbles has stayed the same, because at Vengeance I won the Marbles plastic thing in the rifle, so it's nice that he's basically stayed the same. So just to skip ahead, the next character is Brick.
Okay.
Public service announcement, get ready for heaps of salt. Okay. There's only been one change to Brick. It's only a little change. Still has knockbacks,
inconsequential,
still has count charge, still has tough hide, playbook stayed the same. The only change is his melee though, but everyone knew that was coming because everyone's seen it by this point.
Yeah,
everyone's heard the mass cries. Just imagine the quote from Obi-Wan Kenobi. Million miles cried out in anguish.
Yeah, it's fine, he still does the job.
He doesn't do the job. Literally, I've seen so many posts on Gubs and places like that basically saying that Brick just doesn't make the team anymore. Him and Marbles were always easy to shut down. If you had a half decent player in a tournament, right, they'd engage both of them. They don't even have to engage them so they're attacking.
Yeah.
It just has to be engaging Brick at two, Marbles at one, so neither of them get their counter.
Yeah.
Or, you know, engage Brick. On the 180 degrees from Marbles, so he can't see you.
Yeah.
They were always really easy to close down.
Yeah.
Now, it's even easier. Because Brick is now, with him now only being a one-inch melee, you're engaging him at two. Brick can't even attack you.
Yeah.
Marbles probably can't even see you. If not, you can switch both of them down because they're both at one.
Yeah.
Put Brick in rough ground. Because he's not Stoic. If he was Stoic, it might be a little bit easier, but now you can push him into rough ground, and, you know, he's then the 2-4,
yeah,
and he's not getting out. Do you know what I mean? He can't fight over his mates anymore, so it makes the counter charge angles a lot harder to pull off.
Yeah.
So by changing that, it's made him less of a auto include.
Well,
more of a never include.
So yeah. So realistically, how often? How often did you not play Brick and Marbles?
Oh, totally. I played them in every single game.
And every single time I played Masons, it was always Brick and Marbles.
Because they were so good. Because the thing is, Brick was the best battery in the game. Arguably as good as Hag.
Mm.
Because they had the countercharge bubble.
Yeah.
He gave two influence and asked for nothing in return.
Same as Compound. Same. Great ball holder as well.
Exactly.
Compound was a countercharge with Gluttonous Mass and a tackle push on two.
This is what I mean. So basically, you know, he just sat there, protected your lines, did his job.
Yeah.
Now, set him on fire, put him in rough ground, blasted earth, anything like that, he's effectively useless because you can step within six, right, and he can reach five.
You can glide.
Yeah.
but if
he's burning, he can't.
No, he can't glide.
So what I'm getting at is it's just made him so easy to switch off.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
But he still does the job.
He doesn't.
He's still a battery.
He's still a battery, yes, but he then does nothing. Because what you've got to look at now is if you had a 2-inch melee model engaging him, if you had one on Brick,
yeah,
because Brick would always be one of those characters that would hold one for Hammer.
Yeah.
So Brick could use it himself, hit someone for knockback,
yeah,
and then he's freed himself for countercharge.
Yeah.
Now he has to walk to engage them.
Yeah.
And then push them one.
Yeah.
And then he's still engaged. And
hopefully get the knockdown and knockback.
No, he hasn't got any pushes.
No, but hopefully get the knock. Hasn't he got a knockback?
Yeah, but that's only 1 inch. Yeah, so basically, if he
knocks him down, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, but attack five model needing three successes, it's not likely. So what I'm getting at now is he can't free himself to then set up countercharge.
Mm.
So provided you've got the right target, maybe someone who's stoic, maybe sturdy.
Yeah.
He bricks shut out for the game at that point, and then he's just dead weight.
I think in some matchups he'll probably be all right. Maybe against, like, say, your engineers or something. They've got a lot of 1-inch.
They've got a lot of... You've got Blast Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
A glide.
Which is poor. Yeah, but if you haven't got momentum, then, again, you're also then spending the momentum to get your counter charge off, so...
But if that shuts off a goal...
You never know. You never know. Like I said, it's a very odd design choice.
Yeah, so... on the Singled Out podcast...
Yep.
What I think Bryce was saying... was that they were obviously Brick was an auto include in everything, so essentially they've kind of brought him down so he's not an auto include. So I think what I think in one of the other ones when Perkins was talking, another podcast, it was the idea that they wanted to make sure in Guild Ball there was no auto includes in terms of squaddies and stuff,
but they're miles away from that. They fixed Brick. But they haven't fixed a lot of the other auto includes.
Yeah.
It's.
You got. Which other.
Not in Masons.
Off the top of your head.
To be fair, in Masons, Chisel is an auto include now. Because why would you never take Chisel? She's so amazing.
Because she's like a 3-1 with like 30 in health.
Again, but against the right.
Yeah.
She's a massive, incredible damage dealer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, in Fish, Hag is an auto include. And Hag hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, okay, Hag's lost her health.
But she's... I think what it was, I think with the Brick thing, is he locked you into a mascot and a player, so that was a third of your team was always him.
But to be honest, now, I don't see me taking marbles, because Wrecker gives you so much more with Rollerball.
Yeah.
You can reposition enemies, you can reposition friends.
Mm.
It's very, very flexible. Whereas Marbles is now only good for turning Honor up if you can get it.
Yeah.
And Goad. But Goad is...
It can be game-winning.
It can be game-winning, but it's also situational.
Yeah. So in the right situation, then Marbles still makes you...
But in the right situation, Wrecker can clear out scrums.
Yeah.
So they both are situational, but they both bring an awful lot.
So I would say against, like, I don't know, say your Thresher Farmers or something like that, then Marbles you'd probably go for to be out away and goad Thresher towards you.
Yeah, not that Thresher's that much of an issue that nowadays. After he's after the changes in season four, he's not quite as good.
But that's what I'm saying about someone with, you know, in the mirror match with Hammer or something, being able to chuck a goad like someone who's got a damage dealing person.
To be honest, I don't know about everyone who's listening to this, but I always feel that when there's text on a card that's restricted to a certain player, you're not getting the most out of that player if you're not playing that that tie-in.
Yeah.
So I feel that because you're not taking Brick, Marbles is kind of a lot of wasted potential.
So is that why Vetgrowth and Vileswarm?
Well, to be fair, just to go off on that, I see Vileswarm seeing the table an awful lot more. Because Vetgraves is amazing because of close control.
Yeah.
And for one momentum in his heroic, he can give two influence to Vileswarm.
Yeah. But like in the previous one, he had like creation Vileswarm and plus one damage, whatever.
Yeah, but whereas now I see them both being used as a pair.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is, yes, you say that if you take Brick, you're locking yourself into the thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other pairings in Guild Ball. For example, Honor and Harmony.
Yeah.
You would never take Honor without Harmony because of Linked.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to, I think it's the wrong design choice by Steamforged, is if they don't want you to lock yourself into team players, they shouldn't have counter-dependent abilities.
Yeah.
Well, look at Friday and Spigot.
Yeah.
Kraken and Sauron.
Yeah.
Dirge and Kossit.
Yeah.
Just as a couple of examples.
Well, no, you've got... Well, you think Silence and Kossit. No one ever played... Not a lot of people
play Silence. Silence and Dirge, you mean?
Silence and Dirge, yeah.
Because Silence is the weirdest striker in the world.
Yeah. But, like, he was linked with things. So, I get it that he feels that, but I still think sometimes, like, if I had a mascot with Goad, I would be so, so, so happy.
No, I agree. But then, I feel, just as a complete argument, Tentacles with Blind is better.
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, look at Flask. Beaker Keeper.
Beekeeper.
To quote Mustin.
So, just for the record, it was Rich who brought up alchemists that time.
Let the record show.
Rich was the one who mentioned the alchemist. But if you want to talk about alchemists, we can talk about...
No, what I mean is I don't think you've been sold short on your mascots.
Oh,
whereas
no.
I think for Masons, both of them are kind of meh. I don't think either of them are completely set your world on fire, especially now, is, like I said, I've seen on the posts and things like that, people aren't going to take Brick anymore.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't do the same job anymore. And he's very easy to...
There's no denying these...
He's just a liability at this point, because if you've got to look at it, is he still the same momentum farm that he always used to be?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he loses out a lot now, and he just won't get taken. But, you know, we've had Granite, who's better.
Chisel, who's better.
So, you know...
Who's better.
I don't agree with Lucky, personally.
You don't think Lucky's better? You just call him Mr. Bland, don't you?
If Lucky was a colour, he would be beige. He would be a...
So he is a plate of mashed potato with no seasoning.
No gravy, no sausages.
So Lucky is the mashed potato of the Masons Guild.
We were discussing this. Lucky, to me, is... I feel that when Steamforged design a player, they start with Lucky and then add to him. They're like, right, he's got average stats, he's got average abilities.
So let's make this one a little bit better.
I think Lucky is the template that got accidentally released as a player.
I think that's a little unfair, but
boy, if you look in the dictionary, like Guild Ball player, there's a picture of Lucky there. Like, he's all right at kicking, he's all right at fighting. What else?
He's got some good changes, I think, this one.
I still don't think he's good.
He might be new Brick.
He's what? No.
Granite's new Brick.
Okay. I think Granite has a lot of secret tech. So whereas I think the difference being is Brick will stop you moving towards him for countercharge.
Yeah.
Granite will get in your way and slow you down.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Granite's...
Could you think the Granite Brick duo?
Take both of them.
I don't know.
I don't think you'd ever take that. What teams, right, do you see you take two big players? Other than Corsair and Kraken, because that's going to be a thing in season four.
Corsair and Kraken, and Tentacle,
So he's on a 40 mil.
Yes.
Do
you know what I mean? Other than Baby John taking casket and gassed.
Gas and fang tooth and skulk it was when he had that.
I don't know. I regularly take in my Alchemist, I take Catalyst and Compound.
Mm. Okay. Makes sense. Notice Luke brought up Alchemists that time.
You're asking for examples.
All I'm getting at is you don't generally take a lot of big
characters. Bonesaw and Scourge. And Skull.
No.
Bonesaw's good now.
He is. Bonesaw is amazing now. But I don't see Brick being used with Granite because they're both very slow. Mm. Both of them are support pieces.
Yeah.
And I see you'd get a lot more work out of Tower. So, yeah, like, basically, I can see Brick.
You talk about boring, and then you mention Tower.
Tower is quite bland. Tower is lucky plus, though. Tower is at least the...
A little bit of salt in his mashed potato.
He evolved from lucky.
So, the good. Okay, right.
Let's move on. So
Harmony.
I think we've done Brick to death at that point.
I think the internet's done Brick to death, to be honest.
I think I've been quite objective.
Mm.
I haven't been salty. I haven't had salt in my mashed potato.
I just don't think it's as bad as you say, but I'm not a Masons player.
I was going to say, unless you've played Masons and you know really what it is. To be honest, this is the last you'll hear on it, right? When people used to ask me about how you properly get round cracking Masons and playing Masons well, I always used to reply that half of it was getting good with your placement of Brick and Marbles.
Yeah, you learn your Brick and Marbles.
You learn your Brick and Marbles counter charge, and then literally you play the rest of the team to do your job, and you've got that safety net.
Yeah.
Now you're basically starting from scratch because you haven't got that reliance anymore.
Don't you feel a bit empowered now? You're playing without a safety net. You're like in the adults pools. You've had your armbands taken off.
I still feel upset that they've been classed as a beginner's team.
But then you're saying
still got my water wings on.
You're saying it's like, you're talking about you having a safety net and you're like, it's not a beginner team, but you leave my safety net
alone. Leave my Brick alone.
I'm wearing these armbands because I want to wear them, not because I can't swim.
Not because I need them. It's my choice.
So Brick are your armband by choice.
Brick is my armbands by choice.
And Steamforge has come along and popped them.
They've popped them. They've taken my armbands off, and now I'm just drowning in the sea.
No, you'll be fine.
I'm holding on to Chisel trying to save me.
Yeah. Right, Harmony. She's largely unchanged. Playbook's the same. Stats are all the same. On the back of a card, she's still got Back to the Shadows. She's still got Family Honor.
Yep.
And she's still got Protected Brick. Yeah.
See, this is another thing. You won't see Brick now, so that's now...
So she's not 5-1.
She's not 5-1.
Yeah, she's still the same.
Because to be... The number
so, of, interestingly, the number, Honor and Harmony, unchanged.
Yeah. So... They're obviously happy with how
To be honest with you, I would say the starter kickoff Masons are probably one of the strongest, well put together teams.
Before the changes, yes.
I think that you could take the starter six, kickoff six, and you could do well at a tournament.
You could, like I said, now Brick's been changed. It makes it a lot harder, especially if you compare it against the starter six Brewers,
Stave. Yeah, I'm just going to say Stave once more before you finish your sentence. Stave, go on. Starter six Brewers.
Starter six Brewers have objectively got better.
Okay.
Yeah. And they've still got a lot of 2-inch melee,
but
now Masons have had a 2-inch melee removed, which is what they suffered with. They didn't have a lot of it. Stave still comes in the kickoff.
Your argument's invalidated.
So what you're saying is now we're both still playing with five players because Stave and Brick are both.
Basically, whenever I mentioned it was any Brewers who started off, they were like, "Oh, what should I do?" I was like, "Well, the first thing you do is you take your Stave, you use it as a doorstop,
use it as a goal,
use it as a goal, or whatever you want to use it, and you get Avarice and Greed in." There you go. Does a similar kind of thing.
Yeah, it's true.
That was basically it.
I don't know. I think there's an argument for replacing Scum with Quaff.
Oh, yeah, but also as a starting...
As a starter thing. Or you take up Pint Pot.
Yeah.
I think Pint Pot...
He adds another layer of complexity with his B
beer tokens.
Yeah. You can do a lot of work with those.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So they're happy with Honor, Harmony, Marbles, Brick's just been changed. So that's really interesting that a lot of the starter ones...
If you look at the starter six of Masons, right, there's been very little change. I think Brick is pretty much the only massive effective change other than Mallet's changed a little bit.
Buffed.
But we'll cover that in a moment.
Go on then.
Actually, you know what? Shall I do Vet Harmony now since we've just done Harmony?
Yeah.
So, Vet Harmony. She's got up in health.
Yeah. Another buff.
So I think the standard for a 5-0 player now is getting towards 12 health. There's very few that are quite low because Velocity's quite low. Matagi's quite low.
Vitriol's 11.
We keep mentioning this. Pelagi's 10.
Pelagi's 10.
But no, Harmony's now 12, which is great. So, she still has Mark Target, which has benefited from the universal buff of plus 2 inches. She's lost Smelling Salts, though, which is a big deal. Right, her stats have remained exactly the same at the top. She's still 1-inch melee, which, you know, okay. So, her playbook has changed a little bit. Her first column has swapped around, so she no longer has the Mason staple of Momentous Tackle on one.
No.
It's a non-Momentous Tackle. But she has got a Momentous one now, which is kind of, when you see the back of a card, that's what you really are aiming for.
Yeah.
So, second column, she still has the Momentous Dodge, and she's now gained a Momentous two.
That is super strong.
It is. So, she still has a Momentous Skill Ball symbol on three, which is the, obviously the Mark Target. She still has the non-momentous double dodge on 4 and the non-momentous 3 on 5. So she's lost the non-momentous 2 and Guild Ball symbol on 5, but you weren't really going for that anyway. No. So, overall,
buff.
A bit of a buff, because obviously she's lost Smelling Salts. Until you flip her over, roll her over. So she's still got team player 4 inches, so she can still take the damage of friendly models, which is super strong. Still got Animosity on her. So she's lost Breaking Play, which was one of the great things for playing against Alchemists.
Yeah.
Where you got plus 1 death within 4 inches against character plays.
Yeah.
That was a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Making you 3s, 4s.
Yeah.
So that's quite a big nerf, to be honest. But again, it might have been one of the things that people forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's lost Breaking Play and she's lost Smelling Salts, but she's gained Field Medic, which is what we've seen on Vet Brisket.
This is amazing.
4-inch aura. During this model's activation, when it damages an enemy model, this model may choose a friendly model within this aura and remove all conditions the chosen model is suffering. So, that has the potential to be...
Game-breaking
or...
Terrible.
What
was I saying? Smelling Salts is like a consistent 7 out of 10.
6 out of 10, you said.
6 out of 10, but then this...
It has the option to
be of a 3 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10.
Or a 10 out of 10. Because basically, it relies on your opponent's positioning in relation to yours. If you're attacking this, if you're attacking the player and you've got no, and they've got no one within reach, you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So at that point, you'd be better with Smelling Salts because you can throw it out, catch a couple of players. Because for 2 influence, Smelling Salts could have caught 3 players.
Yeah.
So you're effectively saving 6 momentum.
Yeah.
Whereas, okay, don't get me wrong, Field Medic, if you're hitting that Momentous 1 or Momentous 2, you're generating momentum.
So what I would say, the way, because I think when we were talking about this, we're focusing on Alchemists. You thinking this with Rat Catchers.
It would be fantastic.
The way that Rat Catchers spread out is you've got to be within it. So you've got, say, Scourge there.
Yep.
You've got a 3-0 model, a couple of crowd outs or whatever. She can go bang. Momentous 2, which you'll hit. So it goes down to 1.
Yeah.
Place conditions.
But the problem being, right, is at the end of her activation...
She doesn't get
to... Oh, actually, disease spreads on theirs. So, yeah, so fine. So literally, yeah, so she could go up to Scourge, start smacking him around.
Punch him 4 times, get 4 momentous results, heal 4 people potentially. Let's say this is Dream World.
Yeah.
So that's... It costs you 12 momentum to heal those 4 people... And then you'd get 4 momentum for them results. So that's a net of plus 60.
But that's dream. You're never going to get that. But
that is a potential.
Okay, point being, she is very, very weak to counterattacks.
Yes.
So you could end up with a stack sitting on her.
Yeah.
With nothing to do.
Yeah, because she's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So if you're sticking four on her to hit, and her job is to heal your team,
yeah,
you're doing nothing.
But you've got, you know, with little bits of setup, because if, say, for use example of Scourge, say you've got Scourge in there, he's going to have diseased. So you can go and knock him down.
With who?
With,
oh, with somebody else.
Someone else, in, anyone else in your team.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you then go in and go bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, this is all Dream World setup, but I think this will take, it's a completely new way of playing her.
Yeah. But the thing, the problem, like I said, the problem being is she is then up in the fight where a 12 health model doesn't want to be.
Which is a 5-0, so that's quite survivable.
I don't rate it as high as you, personally. I don't rate I don't rate Death 5.
You prefer armour than...
I prefer armour, hence why I play Masons and Blacksmiths.
And I play Alchemists.
This is it. So, while I definitely see that she has scope, and to be honest, taking the damage for your mates when you're standing next to them is amazing.
Yeah.
So, as a support piece, she does want to be right up there.
Yeah.
And having the Masons two damage on two, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, she can at least contribute.
Yeah.
So, overall, it's, she's strong. I think
in some matchups, like namely your rat catchers, that type of thing, or even like brewers and things where they go around and knock down loads of people and things, or like farmers with Grangers.
To be fair, I'm more thinking Ghast in Mortz, whose job is to knock people down.
Yeah.
If she goes in on Ghast, starts picking them all up.
Yeah.
Because bearing in mind what you've
got
to look at.
She's got Prophet and Rise and Anger.
It's fine. Rise and Anger doesn't matter. The point is, it's obviously two for the first one.
Yeah.
But at that point, as soon as you start standing your mates up, you're getting crowd outs.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot to be said for it. I think
with a lot of practice...
With her, it's going to be a bit of a finesse piece.
Yeah.
Definitely. I say finesse piece a lot.
You do say finesse piece a lot.
But we have talked through pretty much every character in Guild Ball.
We have... What do you mean pretty much every?
We've got a few more left.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, for anyone who stuck with us over the 16 hours of... Podcasts.
You poor, poor people.
You've really...
Honestly, you need to go outside. Honestly.
Go and see the sunshine.
Why? It's bad enough. I've had to listen to this.
Look on the bright side, though. When it comes around
We're nearly done.
We're nearly done. And when it comes around to events, we know what all the characters do.
Yeah.
Because we've discussed all of them in depth.
At length. Right.
Great length.
The old man of Guild Ball. Oh, it's quite good in the Free City Draft Fluff. That Mallet is like a big celebrity type thing. So one of them, I think it was Amber, she got really starstruck when she seen Mallet. She's like, oh my god, it's Mallet kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like football idolisation nowadays.
Yeah. So anyone who hasn't read the Free Cities draft stuff, it's really interesting, the fluff. Alchemist one Nomad.
Stop it.
We do.
Stop it.
Nomad or Knuckles.
Stop it. The only draft you should be talking about is the Masons one, because this is the Masons podcast.
The Masons need a 2-inch melee.
A 2-inch melee counter model.
They need a counter charge model with a 2-inch melee.
Also switches on the mascot.
And does protected on Harmony.
Yeah.
So melee is largely unchanged.
So... I think it's easy to say at this point the card is wrong that you get in the token in the card set.
Yeah,
there's an actual error on the card.
We had clarification from Steamforge. His knockdown should be momentous. It says non-momentous on the card.
Exactly.
So his character play is...
So get your crayons out.
His playbook's exactly the same. His stats are all exactly the same. And
his... The front of his card hasn't changed.
So the only thing that's changed on the back... he's got extended reach. He's got football legend. The only thing now is his forceful blow... It's basically when this model makes successful attack during a charge, after resolving playbook results, the target enemy model suffers a 2-inch push and 2 damage.
So basically, you used to have to select a damage result to get the damage bonus and the 2-inch push. Now you can select the singled out, you can select the knockdown.
Mm.
It's your choice. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's basically
Mallet. It's just a general buff to Mallet, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think people weren't charging with him. People would literally just strolling up, bang singled out, bang knocked down.
Or just ruin a goal with a thrash of shuns.
Yeah. Well, Mallet's counterattack. What are you going to do? Dodge out of the way?
No, I'm going to thrash of shuns. What's 4-4 kit?
Yeah.
Good luck, kid. What's that, Shark? You're 1-4 now.
Good luck with your goal run. Especially because Mallet's normally not midfield.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Do you want to go again?
Yeah.
I've got two left. Oh, sorry, I've got three left. I've got three left. So I'll go with Flint.
Go on then.
So, Flint hasn't changed.
At all.
Flint's beautiful as he is. Flint is my man. My man.
So he's completely unchanged?
He's completely unchanged.
So yet another one of the starter six unchanged?
Yes.
It says something.
Yeah. This is it. Still got close control, still got charmed mail. Same stats, same kicks, still where they go, 14 health. Good. He is my man.
So my calculus strategy has not changed?
No.
Whenever I play Alchemist against Masons, it's just every turn calculus, blind brick. Just keep brick blinded all game.
Blind Flint.
Yeah, Flint.
You can blind brick if you want, but he's not going to be on the pitch.
Yeah, Flint. We've talked about brick a lot.
See, blinding brick, right?
Should you down even now. Oh, I've set him off again. Apologies. Sorry.
Also, brick is now not immune to to unpredictable.
Yep. Yeah, so Mardis cares not for brick.
Yep, which used to be smoke, how we shut Mardis down.
Smoke cares not for brick.
Yep.
Vitriol cares not for clone and...
Yep, this is it. Over to you.
Let's talk about all the players who aren't bothered by brick now. Need my big list of 2-inch melee models.
Obulus.
Nausea.
Brisket. Any brisket.
Any of the three briskets.
Any of the three briskets.
Anyone with gluttonous...
Zerola.
Zerola's fine. Any gluttonous mass model.
Yeah, but he was still not bothered by gluttonous mass, so that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
He used to just proc it and just stand there like a lemon.
Fangtooth isn't bothered by with Fangtooth, the aura.
No. Well, yeah, to be fair, Fangtooth and his rough ground aura switches him off.
Yeah. Casket, it's fine.
Casket, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, season 5 he might be fine. Tower.
Well, going by...
Never mind.
Last point. We're back last on brick. Point. Last point.
It's a brick show.
Last point. Going by the current method of players that don't see use get a buff,
no.
In season 5, as he won't be used in 4, he should get a buff.
No, they'll just nerf all chiselers.
Interesting strategy, yeah.
Yeah.
Nerf the players you use, don't buff everyone else.
So, Tower.
Mr. Beige.
Mr. Beige with
plus salt. One. He's beige plus one.
Right, so, basic
stat. No, I'm sorry, but look at it. They've both got 5-8, they've both got attack 5, they've both got 3-6. Literally, Lucky is the starting point of every Guild Ball player.
I'm trying to do a serious podcast. Right, so Tower, he's got a 5-8. Oh,
beige with a bit of vanilla seasoning.
Right, so he's still, his top line hasn't changed. So he's still got the same move, tack, kick, death, arm, run, influence. His playbook's had a minimal change. On his fifth column, he's got a non-momentous 3 with a push rather than a non-momentous 3.
Which makes his knockback even better.
Yeah. He's still got tooled up. He's lost defend the ground.
Which no one really used that much anyway.
Yeah, he's still got 18 health. He's not that plain. He's still got flawed. So someone who's knocked down, he gets 2 tack. He's still got knockback. And he's got a heroic.
He's always had that heroic.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Yep.
So the only thing that's changed is he's lost defend the ground and he's gained a push on his fifth column result.
Which he had a push anyway, with knockback.
Yeah, so it says 3 damage double push essentially.
Yeah.
With a follow-up.
Yeah, it's good.
Mr. Plane.
Mr. Plane. So, Granite.
Go on then.
One of the biggest changes in Guild.
Yes.
So, Granite's changed.
I couldn't even tell you what normal Granite did.
No.
Well, what Season 3 Granite did.
Granite wasn't great, to be honest. I think it's well known. So, she's lost 4 health. Yeah. She's gone from 24 down to 20. Which, you know, it's not a great start, but when you consider she's gone from Death 2 Armour 2 to Death 3 Armour 2,
yeah,
it makes a big difference. So her move, she's got faster by an inch. She's now 4'6".
Yeah.
She's still tack 6. Her kick's the same at 3'6", and she can still take 2-4 influence. Her playbook has remained exactly the same.
Yep.
Which, you know, it's a pretty strong playbook. Tack 6 with a knockdown on 2, yeah, momentously. It's good in anyone's book, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
So she can still deal damage as well. She's got the momentous 2 that Masons are famous for.
Yep.
Yeah. So she's got the... So Tar Pit has been changed to the standard name of Broken Earth.
Yeah.
Which is the same as what...
Plowman
has, which is now a 4-inch aura. Enemy models treat this aura as rough ground. So that's a 4-inch aura. So she used to, it used to just be a 3-inch aura.
And the mirror she turns off pro.
Alright. God, he keeps going on about brick. So, you can hard cast Broken Earth, or you can proc it on 3 momentously, or 5 non-momentously. And she also has Gut and String, which again, you can only proc on 3 successes. So against your sharks and things like that, it's going to be harder to get off being a 4-1. Mm-hmm. But Gut and String has been nerfed overall to -2/-2 move rather than -4/-4 and -1 defense. Because to be honest, being in Broken Earth for rough ground and being -4/-4 was a massive negative play experience.
Yeah.
Not that you ever saw Granite on the pitch.
No. It's one of the nicest models.
It's one of the best models in the set, to be honest. The only other change on the front is her melee zone is now 2 inches, which is big and clever.
Yeah.
So, that's the front of Granite. On the back, she's had a couple of little changes. She used to have Determination. When engaged by 2 models, she gains +1 defense. That's where her standard def is buffed to. She has Sturdy still. She's lost Foundation, so she doesn't get to do her free jog at the start of the game. But she has an extra inch now, so she can make it
forward. And Rollerball can push.
And Rollerball can push her. And she also still has Between a Rock. So if a friendly model gets damaged within 4 inches, she can make a free jog.
That is an amazing character play that Fallow does. So when they made...
Oh, and she's got closed ranks. So you're on an additional -1 if you're getting crowded out. So basically, if someone walks up and starts pounding on your mate, Granite runs up.
And you go, ha, -2 dice.
So you're now -2 dice.
Yeah, and that's what Masons need with their high armour. You need all the dice you can get.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I'll hit you. Well, I'm 3-2 and sturdy. Yeah. I've got
a counterattack, and I'm going to push you away.
Or knock you down.
I
really like her.
I think she's great. I think she's really, really good. So it's definitely one for me to try. And as you say, her model is beautiful.
Mm. It's when Fallow came out, everyone was going, that's what Granite should have been.
Yeah, I think Granite should have been, yeah. To be honest, even if Granite was just like Millstone when she first came out,
yeah,
I think that would have been brilliant as well, with the push out.
But and I don't think you'd have dropped Brick, though, for that.
I don't know.
You wouldn't.
Dude, you see a lot of Millstone.
But would you swap it for, like, you know, but they play Millstone and Tater.
There you go. So but you, the point being but, is, I would have at least tried it.
Yeah.
I would, for a couple of games, I wouldn't have taken Brick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to sort of give it a bit of a mix-up. But, hey-o. And to be fair, using Wrecker to push Granite forward as well is big and clever.
Yeah.
So I can see a lot of use coming out of Wrecker.
Yeah.
So, over to you. Do you want to...
Chisel. I'm saving for last.
You're leaving Mr. Beige for last?
Yep.
Alright.
So we're going to do both the chisels.
Okay.
So I'm doing OG chisel. What? We've got to finish on a high.
Okay.
So if we're doing all the girls, we're finishing on Lucky. We started on Midas and we finished on Lucky.
When Midas was designed, he started with the stats.
So it's like a devolution. So yeah. we're finishing at the starting point for a character. Right, Chisel.
The template.
Chisel has just got incredible. So we'll talk through the issues with the old Chisel. I think that's probably an easier thing. That she needed to take ridiculous amounts of damage to be able to be barely functional.
And she had to deal damage to herself to turn
it back. So she had to take Crazy, which they've got rid of Crazy as a thing across the game.
Yeah.
One of the things they said is, obviously, they think it's probably not the best message in terms of mental health.
They don't want to portray mental health
as people as hurting themselves, hurting and going
them,
mental,
and then
going,
hurting other people.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's a lot more.
Piece of, no, I agree with it. As someone who works in mental health, I agree with it fully.
What I'm getting at is it's a nice, thoughtful change.
Yeah, no, it's a really positive change. I agree completely. So she's lost crazy. She's lost painful rage, which this is modelled below the specified health of 6. It gains +2 attack and +1 damage. So basically, she needed to be below 6 health to work.
And 6 health is dangerous.
And she's a 3-1 model without a knockdown. And she need, you know what I mean? And she needed to be ridiculously low. So she was attack 4 to start with. She could potentially get 5, 6, 7, 8. She could potentially get up to attack 9. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. With a 7 long playbook. Weren't happening. And then at the top of the playbook, it was a non-momentous 4. Which, there's a, it's good.
It's a lot of work,
it's a
to,
lot
get
of work to get to that point.
It's a lot of work but not a lot of payoff.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Cena, for example,
mm.
or an apprentice, because I think Chisel is a lot more comparable to an apprentice.
Yes. Yes,
like, low health, same sort of armour.
Yeah, same sort of stat line, same sort of damage tree. So, new Chisel. So, she's got... I'll just talk through the new one, because it's pointless about this old card.
Because
it's
been basically rewritten.
Yeah. So, she's got a 2-inch melee, a 6-8 move, attack 6, 3-6 kick, the 3 def 1 armour and the 2-4 influence. So she's going to die. She's got 14 health with a 3-1. No tough hide, no sturdy, no stoic, no close control.
She's going to die.
She's going to be put in the bin.
Unless you kill a model.
Yeah. So her playbook, she's got a momentous 1 on 1 or a momentous dodge on 1. She's got a momentous tackle on 2 or a momentous 2 damage on 2. She's got a momentous push dodge on 3. On 4, she's got a non-momentous 3 or a non-momentous Guild Ball trophy. And the Guild Ball trophy is concussion. So target enemy model loses an influence.
Yep.
And then at the top of her playbook, she's got a non-momentous 4. And that's on her 5th column.
It's a standard Mason's playbook, yes, with all the momentums down the bottom.
So she's attack 6 with a 5-1 playbook. This is where she gets a little bit crazy. So she's got Iron Fist.
Pun intended, because she's lost that.
So she's got Iron Fist. So she basically pays 1 to tall herself up. But if you flip over a card...
It also stacks with Tooled Up as well.
Yeah, so she could be doing a momentous 4 on 2.
That's where the magic happens.
Yeah. She's got a heroic called Intensity. So once during its activation, this model may use a character play without spending influence. So if you've got a momentum, she basically Iron Fists herself for 3. And then she's doing a momentous 3 on 2.
12 damage.
It's 12 damage.
The bat at 2 inches.
Which you'll probably easily obtain. You know, you might get the odd...
I don't know, attack 6, you'll always hit that too.
Yeah, you'll always hit it. You may hit the non-momentous 3 up to 4.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd take it if I got it.
If I rolled it, I'd do it, yeah. She's got a thing called Reveling. So once per turn, when this model inflicts a taken out condition on enemy model, this model gains +2 armour for the remainder of the turn. So she's nearly activated.
That makes her a 3-3.
3-3, which makes her more survivable. Typical glass cannon model, really.
Yeah, typical glass cannon, but you get the payoff. So if you get the kill, you're on 3-3, so you're less glass cannon at that point.
So you really want to be sending her in early doors.
Or you send her after a character that Hammer's warmed up. Because then she might only need 2 momentum.
Yeah.
Sorry, 2 influence. To go deal 6, finish your character off, and then Hammer's standing there ready with momentum, with support, and he can go off and do his job.
Yeah.
So... how I used to play Masons was turn 1, Hammer plows in.
Yep.
Turn 2, maybe Malik comes up, finishes a player off.
Yeah.
And then Hammer's sitting there with a full stack, a mate there to steal an influence off.
Yeah.
And he can go and get his job done. Whereas now you can just do it with Chisel. Or to be fair, if you want to kick off with Chisel,
yeah,
get a 6 inches up and then go put some pain on someone, you're off.
Yeah.
So.
I really like the changes to her.
Oh, dude, you'll see everyone's 12. Most people 6 now.
Yeah, she's obviously very susceptible to character plays and stuff like that.
And if you watch our game, you'll see it. Spoilers.
Might as well basically smoke 1 round of her.
Yeah.
She'd taken 2 damage. I've done smoked and 12 damage using 6 influence and a legendary.
Yeah.
And she had a full stack. But about to go and kill someone to score a goal, basically.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, she is susceptible to that.
Exactly.
And then,
against other teams, not quite as bad.
Other teams, not as bad, but I don't know, you're going someone who just comes in.
Well,
let's say Boar goes into her.
Yeah. But you've got to look at it this way. She has counter-attack options. Boar's a 3-0.
He's a 3-0. Right?
Boar will always be taking damage on his first attack. Yeah.
So she's the realistically, she's probably going to get a push dodge?
Or you get... Yeah, you'll get the push dodge. You might, even if you just get the push,
yeah.
You're like, I'm 3 inches away now, Boar.
Well, it'll base you, won't he, on the charge, normally.
If he's got enough distance, Boar's quite slow.
Yeah.
What you'll tend to find is characters like that charge a long distance and end up outside.
Yeah.
But you're right, if you get... even if he ends at an inch,
yeah,
the push dodge will save you, and statistically, you'll get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like a concussion to turn off his attack.
Yeah.
You will only have your one, and your charge and your berserk, which, you know, with Boar's insane damage tree.
Or with rage. Same with rage.
Dunk. Concussion.
But rage is only 1 inch.
Yeah.
Come at me, rage. What you got?
Right.
So, vet chisel. So, I think one of the biggest changes around season 4 is now, for Masons, I mean, is I wish I could take both chisels in the same team.
Well, that shows a good strength in design, because I want to take both calculuses.
Yeah, I'd love to have
both. Don't want to take both calculuses.
No, literally, right, one chisel would support the other perfectly, but sadly
it's like they've been designed that way.
It's like they have. So, obviously, Vet Chisel was one of the new veteran players designed with Season 4 in mind.
Yeah.
With that in mind, her stats haven't changed, her playbook hasn't changed, she's still got the same health. She still has squad tactics, so within 6, she can give out assist chisel. So she's standing there giving plus 1 tack, plus 1 damage. Technically, plus 2 tack, plus 1 damage. Mm. She's still got Share the Burden on it, which has now got a different name.
Adaptive Strategy, I'll
which
take
is
one
now
for
Adaptive
the team.
Strategy. No, which is, sorry, take one for the team, where you can take the condition.
Yeah, once per turn within 67 milestones.
Yeah, they've swapped them around. And then they've got Adaptive Strategy, where you can move influence from players to other players, which is fantastic ability. So say you've used a superior strategy on Honor, you can fill someone back up and they can go again.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely, like literally brilliant, brilliant character. So.
The highlight.
Call me Mellow Yellow.
He's fine. So, lucky. As Rich says, the template for a Guildpool character is a 1-inch melee, a 5-8 move, tack 5, 3-6 kick, 4-1 with a 2-4 influence. He was a 2-3 influence.
That's pretty standard, but the sounds of it.
2-3 ain't standard, though, is it?
No, but he's now 2-4.
So he's
so
got more
upgraded the template.
And his playbook's unchanged. Stop laughing, and he's still got 14 health, which is pretty standard. But sometimes you want a standard, reliable person.
No, you don't.
He's tack 5. He's got a momentous 2 on 2. He's got a momentous knockdown on 3. Momentous tackle on 2.
Yeah.
They're good results.
For a standard player, yeah, he's got no flavour. He's literally just...
His flavour is his character
is
play.
He is plain mash.
He is...
Shut up, mash.
I am playing Marsh. Right, he's got sleight of hand. So for a cost of 1, a range of 4, target friendly model may remove any conditions it's suffering.
Wow.
Bang.
Very nice.
See?
It's pretty standard, to be fair.
It's not pretty standard. Stat the deck. Once per turn at the start of this model's activation, if the opposing team has the initiative, this model is allocated 1 influence.
So half the time it's useless.
Yep. Half the time it's not. Glass half full.
This model has allocated it.
Yeah. That's fine.
So it's not massively...
So if they're going first, you're like, okay, brilliant, I'll get a free influence on him.
Yeah.
That's a free condition removal.
Yeah, it is.
Raise the stakes.
Ready if you're playing against other Masons or something like that.
Once per turn during this model's activation, it may make a 4-inch dodge. After this dodge is resolved, the opposing player may choose one of their models to make a 4-inch dodge. Yeah, that's pretty crap.
It is massively crap.
Because you have to dodge him, and they can dodge anyone.
This is what I mean. It's one of the worst character traits ever.
But he could do it on a goal run. He could do it on a goal run. No one expects a lucky goal.
No one expects you to take lucky. You'll never. I've never seen lucky used in a real game, like
I've
in
seen,
a tournament game.
Oh,
No.
Played against Lucky. Not competitively.
There you go. I've played against
them. No, because they've always got the same six players in Masons.
Because Lucky is terrible.
I think condition removal has a place.
No. I think the problem being, right, is you've now got so many, because you're not taking the standard six, now have so many options.
Yeah.
I'm really excited and keen to try out loads of different combinations of Masons players. But the problem being is they're all good at something, whereas Lucky's good at nothing.
Good at everything.
No, he's okay at things. There's a difference.
He's got momentous three.
You're never going to hit momentous three on four.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's just not good enough to make any team.
Slow and steady win the race sometimes.
Yeah, but he's not going to... No. Nah, mate. Mash.
Right, so come on then.
Mash no gravy.
Who's your 12?
My 12?
Yeah. Who are you dropping? There's 13 players there.
Yeah, but... Oh, are we not classing union choices?
No.
Okay.
Because they're going to be gone soon.
I'll take both captains. To be honest, you watch. Masons will be the last minor guild.
I've got my theory.
You got your theory? Go on.
No, I'm not going to say my theory.
Well, we know that cooks are next.
Yep.
After navs.
Then engineers.
And then engineers. So, as soon as we hit engineers, that's the tipping point.
Yep.
We've officially got more teams with miners than without.
Yep.
Do you think Alks are going to be last?
Probably.
I don't think there's going to be... Because by this point, we've already seen one picture of a potential engineers...
Oh, no, we've seen Roast's card.
We've seen Roast's card, which is fantastic.
Big Belly's
but
a
we've
thing.
Seen a picture shared on Gubs... By Rich Loxham of a what looks like an engineers player, but it will likely
it's a minor guild.
It will likely be the minor guild. So, I think we can discount Lucky right away. He doesn't make it on the bus.
Doesn't he?
No, he doesn't even get to carry the kit. He isn't even the water boy. So both captains.
Yeah.
Both chisels.
Yeah.
That's an easy choice, right? Granite, tower, flint, mallet. Both harmonies.
Yeah.
So that's 10.
Yep.
Straight off the bat. No need to worry about it. Brick does not even get to sit
no
on the bus.
Way.
No. Doesn't even make it on the bus.
Wow.
Wrecker. Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, and Marbles.
Wow. So you're taking Marbles, but not Brick.
Well, Marbles is still semi-useful with Honor.
Wow.
Right? But there's no Brick there at all. Literally, every player there will pull their weight. Brick will not.
Wow.
I know it's pretty. I know it's bold.
That surprised me.
I know it's bold, right? But Lucky and Brick could just sit there in the corner and talking about how mediocre they are.
Wow. That's really surprising.
Flat out, that's my 12. Like, I can see myself picking all of those players for a team.
So at the next tournament, I won't see.
No, I won't even have the. I won't even bring the model with me. I won't even be half tempted to bring.
What about your Lucky model?
No. I've got him painted, but I haven't got him. I've never used Lucky. I've painted him just for completion. But, yeah, literally, I can see me using all of those. Brick will not even make it into my carry case.
So,
I'll tell you what, right? I will buy you a beer at SteamCon if you see me using Brick.
You're not even going to be playing Masons at SteamCon.
I'll take them with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to leave Brick at home then?
I'm going to leave Brick at home.
Okay. I'm Lucky.
I'm Lucky. I'll tell you what. I will play Lucky. I will take Lucky with me.
You'd rather play Lucky over Brick.
I would rather play Mr. Just Mashed Potato.
No way.
Honestly, literally he doesn't make it.
And you're not just saying that?
I'm not just saying that. I will not take Brick. On the principle that there's players now like Granite who will do a similar job better than him. Because, to be fair, Granite could literally just sit there with one Broken Earth.
Yeah.
Done. She's done something then. Because she's a 40 mil base like Brick.
Yeah.
She's 2-inch melee with, 4 inches either side of Broken Earth.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk of the pitch.
Almost
that's 10 now
inches,
rough,
yeah.
That's now rough ground.
Yeah.
So I can see a lot more work coming out of her.
No, I get that. That's
yeah. Like I said, both captains for reasons, both mascots because there's situations where they're both useful.
Yeah.
Both harmonies because again, one for versus things like
That's an alchemist.
Alchemists. The other, because you would take her if you're using honor. Both chisels are fantastic. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mallet for singled out, tower for tooled up, flint for your gold threat, and then granite because she's better than brick. So literally, I can't see who you would leave at home for such a player that you would not bother using. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I see where you're coming from, but in what game are you playing vet chisel over regular chisel?
I would probably use vet chisel with honor. Because if honor superior strategies herself to get into a better position, vet chisel can then fill honor up.
Yeah.
Plus, what you've also got to look at is if you aren't taking marbles, vet chisel can assist herself.
Yeah.
She can be like, I'll assist you.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like marbles, but you can take Wrecker as well.
Yeah.
So I could potentially see the honor team becoming honor, Wrecker, and Harmony.
Yeah.
With vet chisel. Yeah. Mallet.
Mallet and flint.
And flint. Do you see what I mean? So literally the only change is chisel for brick. So like we've touched on a couple of times, the odd decision to nerf a character to make others see him better, they've then given us two really good chisels. So it makes the choice a no-brainer.
So they've nerfed one character and buffed three?
About three, but the rest were always the swap-ins.
Yeah.
Because for me, Tower, Vet Harmony...
Vet Harmony's been buffed probably a little bit.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is, if I was playing a Hammer 6,
right,
the flex would be Tower and Harmony.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it would either be Tower, Harmony, or Decimate.
Yeah.
Decimate hasn't changed.
So suppose, would Decimate make your 12? If you're going to a tournament this weekend?
Literally, I think... I've heard quite a few people say this. I don't see the point in using union slots now because eventually you'll be without them. Yeah. So don't get used to them.
I don't.
Well, you've lost two of your best ones anyway.
Yeah, I've lost Mist and Harry, but I don't. I didn't. The tournament I went to the other weekend, I didn't use union all.
Yeah.
I only put 9 players out. I was like, oh, crap, where's my Mist model? It was only like game 3. I thought I'd lost my Mist model, and I was like, oh, no, it's in my box. I only took it out.
This is what I mean. So. Like I said,
I try not to crutch on union too much because
they're a crutch in general.
Yeah.
GG Dave.
He won't listen to this.
He will listen to this.
So overall.
So who would you take? Literally, in your who would you take in your 12?
I would probably.
Hold on. Let me give you the cards.
So I'd probably drop Lucky.
Go on.
I'd probably drop Lucky.
Let's see what you got.
Okay, well, as a non-Mason, I still think there's value in Brick and Marble.
But who do you leave?
I'm looking now. Is it Tower?
For tooled up?
But you've got people within the guild who can do it themselves. Like, Chisel can do it on herself. Hammer can do it with his hammer time.
Right.
Hammer can do it to himself.
Right.
Is that being greedy?
But is it not making someone who's good at their job even better?
I don't know.
You'd leave beige plus home plus one at home for brick.
I still think the counter charge has got a place. I'd really do. And then you've got your protected harmony as well from it.
Right.
I still think he turns on a lot of models.
Hmm.
And he protects things. Because I think you're... the.
Badly, like the one time
it is badly, but I
the
think...
problem is the one time you need him to fight over a friendly base, he's letting you down.
But you think of how many times where you've been able to go all rogue and that, and go, "So, don't worry, I can go and do hammer things. Don't worry, old bricks watching the fort kind of thing. I've got brick and marbles watching the fort, and then that's eating up your opponent's clock because it does. That's one of the biggest weapons with the counter charge, is it eats your opponent's clock of thinking. And that's important time. Even now, with the 1-inch melee system.
They'll be even faster. I don't think it would take half the time now to play around it, right?
I think it will.
Like, well, they're only 1-inch.
On a goal run and things like that, I think it will.
What you've got to look at, right, is people like Shark on a goal run will go within 2 inches of brick.
Yeah, Shark will, but like... there's plenty of players who aren't a 2-inch. Like, you know, Alloy now
Yeah.
Like, people like that will then, you know, they're at risk of triggering counter. It's more thinking time. Not everyone has access to a 2-inch dodging captain or whatever.
Yeah. Like I said, I think he's just really easy to shut down. So I think his overall usage has just been reduced by such a significant amount.
Mm, but then you look at the other things he brings to the table. There's two counter charge models.
Yeah.
That it's a huge footprint of the pitch that you control.
Yeah.
Turns on harmony with that. He brings influence.
Only within 4 inches.
But still, if you're dictating where the tables, where the game's being played by having those two counter charges up, they've then got to come in and basically camp someone in the middle of your deployment or whatever.
The thing is,
a model, then they're stood there for someone like Chisel to go in and put in the bin.
With the counter charge, yeah. Right, you generally find that there's two schools of thought with how to get rid of how it goes. Either they spend a lot of the game ignoring him, or they just develop the scrum around him and shut him down. And at that point, as soon as they decide to do that, because that's the trick, as soon as you engage them both and start fighting them, then he becomes useless. Because, okay, in the past, if you're engaging it too, he'll punch you, he'll knock you back, boom, wasted. Now you're going to stand there at 2 inches with complete immunity.
So my way of normally dealing with it is I normally just go in and put brick in the bin.
Yeah, this is it. This is what I'm getting at.
So I go on the far side of him.
And then he's he's starting from the edge.
Yeah.
With a 4-inch move, 1-inch melee.
Monkey's miles away.
Doing nothing.
Yeah.
So I think for a character that people tended to overestimate what he can do, right, I think now there's going to be no fear there now because you can shut him down so easily.
But you can shut down most counter charge models easily.
Yeah.
Because normally it's one character.
The thing is, that is how you play against counter charge models. After having played Brick for so long, you know how to deal with counter charge models. When I came up against Thresher, straight away I'm like, all right, Tater, I'm going to stand here, mate. You can't charge now. Yeah, cool. Sorted. As soon as you start going, oh, counter charge, I need to play around this and I need to do this and I need to do this, then the Mason's player's won it. He's got in your head.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, you can just shut him down and forget about it.
That's just practice with anything.
Can't really push you away now.
Because people used to always think every day, oh, unpredictable movement. No, everyone couldn't go, oh, well, all I've got to do is go and stand and dodge in. I've got to do that. And, do you know what I mean? Everyone gets workarounds, everything.
Yeah, this is what I mean. So now I think there's enough workarounds around Brick's counter that now that it's been nerfed,
but if it was it's that even much, weaker. But if it was that much of a thing that everyone could work around easy with zero effort, why was he always in the team?
Because, like I said, he was still that little in the back of your head, right? Yeah. And then on the off chance, right, that he did get that counter off, it was delicious.
Did you ever get many people trigger it?
Not very often.
No.
Not very often. But same it was always there. It was always the option, do you know what I mean? So, I think overall...
But if someone's... Not
stupid
no,
enough.
No, someone's
inexperienced enough.
Inexperienced enough to trigger a counter charge... You're still going to be copping it because generally it's not through, you know, people trigger it by accident sometimes in the minute. Even with a 1-inch melee, if someone still triggers it, it still gets a similar effect.
Yeah. True, but it gets rarer and rarer, to be honest, as you play more. Plus, I think we've also got to look at is for Brick to engage, he has got to go even further forwards, which is pulling him more out of position.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And further away from marbles.
Yeah.
So, I think what might have started as a small, let's tweak this to make the others used a bit more, has turned into quite a big, significant change.
You know what would have been really interesting?
What?
Give marbles a 2-inch melee and give Brittle 1.
Marbles a 2-inch melee? No.
What?
That would be just insane.
Brick with a 1, marbles with a 2. There's still the 2.
I don't think it'd fix it, to be honest. I'd like, was it you that said, give Brick his 2-inch melee back, but remove an influence?
Yeah.
Make him a 1-4. Make him a 1-4. Make him a 1-3, sorry.
Make him a 1-3 influence.
And then see how it tweaks people's minds. Because then he still does his thing, but he brings less influence.
Yeah.
I think you'd still use him. I don't think it's enough of a nerf.
So a 0-4.
I think a 0-4.
A 0-3.
I think a 0-3, then you'd be like, right, now then. How useful is this?
So which aspects is it you're bringing him for? What is the turning point?
You're bringing him because he is a... Literally, you bring him because...
He does like four things.
It was threat and battery. That's literally the only two things you take him for.
Okay.
And obviously he switches marbles on, but that's part of the threat.
Yeah.
That's the only two real reasons.
So his battery is still there and his threat's depleted. Because his threat's still there,
But it's not as threatening. Do you know what I mean?
Threat's still there.
Put like a big foam finger on his hand.
Damn, that still hurt. One of them goes in your eye, it hurts.
Yeah, but he's only poking you from an inch now.
To watch Gladiators, the NEC, and then foam fingers in the eyes hurt. Ask my brother.
I think they've really hit the Masons players where it hurts, because Brick did a lot. And by not having him, you lose out on more.
You've took
than
a brick for the marbles.
Right, I think that's a good place to leave this.
That's brilliant. You took a brick to your marbles.
No.
Sorry, you were saying that they've really hit Mason players where it hurt.
Yeah, because it's messed with your influence allocation.
Yeah.
Because without Brick, you've got a lot of hungry players now and no two floating influence.
Mm.
I've said before that I think Flint is a little less more of an auto-include now, because Flint always needs three, sometimes four.
Yeah.
But then obviously Hammer's going to need maybe six now.
Mm.
If you've got conditions, Harmony's going to need some.
Yeah.
Tower needs one for tool up.
So I suppose for them trying to simplify it, it's made you ask a lot more difficult questions to play optimally.
Yeah. Although they are now the beginner's guild, it's made mastering them a lot harder.
Good.
I still think, compared to other teams that are hard to master, I think Masons cap out lower than other teams. I think if you mastered Masons, you wouldn't be as good as a player who'd mastered Hunters, for example.
Hunters or Morticians.
Or Morticians, or the higher skilled teams. I think you'll still hit a ceiling to how good the team can be. Sort of how you felt with Alchemists in Season 3.
And I think that was quite evident. When I hit my ceiling with them, I was like, at this point, in a meta where Fish and Union are so strong, I felt I couldn't do any better with them. So I went over to Ratcatchers. I've done pretty good with them. Then I played in an event with Alchemists where I didn't come across Fish or Union.
You came across Masons... Yeah.
Rats and blacksmiths.
So three teams out of four with low def, high armor. Which
and one team that I know really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's.
I'm not taking it away from you. You played really well in that tournament.
No, what I'm saying is, I kind of hit my ceiling until I play a team that I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't really have an answer for Fish or Union.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, so overall. It's definitely changed up the Mason 6, so it's definitely had that.
So it's made it more interesting.
It's definitely made it more interesting. Like I said, it's an odd tactic to make you pick other players.
Let's say Brick stayed the same and all these changes to Chisel. I don't think your team would have changed a lot. You'd have still had Brick and Marbles.
I think you'd have still had Brick Marbles. You'd have still had Mallet Flint plus Captain.
Yeah.
You would literally, your one final slot in
would have either been
Tower, Chisel, or Vet Harmony.
Or Vet Harmony, or Granite wouldn't even get a look.
Granite wouldn't get a look because you don't want the two slow players.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'd lose Decimates. That's not too much of a big
deal. So, in a way, can you kind of see...
I can totally see why it's happened.
Yeah.
It's
just a tough pill to swallow.
It's just a very tough pill to swallow because, as you said, it's hard to see everyone else's toys get better.
Yeah.
And the standard toys that I use get worse.
Yeah.
Because Hammer's been nerfed.
Kind of,
in certain circumstances.
Mm.
Brick has. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
So it's two of you go to.
Don't worry, I had to cope with the Season 3 mid-season nerf.
Yeah, but Midas needed it.
50% of my starting six got nerfed. This is Midas, Vitriol, and Harry.
Yeah, it's true.
And that was a harsh one.
Yeah, Harry had a. To be fair, Harry's got a lot better.
Mm. Can't use him now.
No, you can't.
Brilliant.
See, that was a really sneaky, stealthy move.
Mm.
By moving Mist and Harry from Union to Church,
it
meant that Union could still have them, but it stopped any of the teams using him.
I think the reason behind that is they can make them a lot more interesting.
Mm.
Because, you know,
Well, come on, imagine having singled out in Alchemists.
Well, I can have everything green.
Pardon?
I can have everything green.
Oh, yeah, true. Good point. But yeah, but you don't get Inspiring Hat.
No, don't get Inspiring Aura and I don't get Rise and Anger.
Yeah. Not that you need it because you're not short of momentum nowadays.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
We're not talking about Alchemists again. But anyway, so other than that, I think we've covered Madison's pretty well.
And Rich has got a brick model for sale painted to a tabletop standard.
If Harwood doesn't steal it again.
Right, so thank you very much for this. Thank you for toiling through all. Don't even know how many podcasts
this is. If this is the last podcast that you're listening to, thanks very much for bearing with us. Hopefully it's been informative and enjoyable. We've enjoyed recording.
We've had a blast, but it's been
a tough 2 weeks to get all these recorded and ready.
15 hours of recording in 2 weeks?
Probably more than that. Yeah. If you class edits and time between.
This is just time recorded.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys have enjoyed this and sort of, drop us some comments. Don't forget to like, subscribe on YouTube and Facebook. Drop some comments if there's anything else you want us to see. We'll be recording some more Season 4 podcasts.
Yeah.
We're going to try some vlogs at SteamCon.
Yeah.
So you'll have that sort of content as well. And we might record a couple of games.
Oh, we'll do some games beforehand.
Beforehand, yeah.
We might even try to set the GoPro up at SteamCon, but it's a bit noisy.
It's going to be noisy. To be fair, we'll be hanging out in either the Forge or Element on the Thursday night before SteamCon.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have the camera with us then to get some recordings. Yeah. So if you guys want to feature, let us know.
Yeah.
We'll also be playing in the God Tier event at SteamCon
on
Friday. So we'll be giving out some GG hexes.
Yeah.
Get some orange ones. So other than that, thanks again everyone for listening and bearing with us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.